streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to The Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Sunday on Fox, the NFL is back with a huge doubleheader. First, Jalen Hurts leads the Eagles against the Falcons. Then in America's Game of the Week, Aaron Rodgers leads the Pack against Alvin Kamara and the Saints. It all kicks off at 1 Eastern on Fox and the Fox Sports app. Check local listings for the game in your area. Terry Bradshaw is giving away $1 million on the free-to-play Fox Bet Super 6 app. Scan the code below, download the app, and predict the outcome of 6 NFL games for your shot to win. Call and help everyone win Terry's money. Give us your winner and margin of victory for Packers Saints.
I think it's going to be right on the line. That's why I didn't make it a blazing 5 pick. I think it's 28-24 Green Bay. Line's about 4.5. Again, I think Green Bay is the better team. But, you know, there is some unknowns here. You don't know Jameis Winston, Taysom Hill. You know, you don't know what you until you know it. So I think New Orleans is going to have a little mystery. They're not quite sure. I do not think the Saints have the receiving targets right now. With Michael Thomas out, yeah. Saints have one of the worst receiving units right now in the league.
And he's not going to be back until week 7.
Yeah, and Emmanuel Sanders, a very dependable, smart veteran, always gets open. Jared Cook's gone. They lost a lot of brain power in that wide receiver tight end room, like a lot. So I think they're going to scrap this year. But I think, like week 1, I think a lot of dogs, we're going to have some upsets this week. Just what upset? Sage Rosenfeld played 12 years in the NFL. He played for Saban, Dan Quinn, Robert Saleh, Kyle Shanahan, Matt LaFleur, Jason Garrett, Tom Coughlin. When you're in any industry, especially the NFL for 12 years, you know your way around the corners. And Sage is joining us, the Iowa State alum. They host Iowa this weekend. Let's start with this. How does a quarterback... I want to go to that before we get to the weekend. The pass interference call, the no call, Sage, on Chris Godwin. My theory has always been the later it gets in the game, let athletes compete. I don't like, but as a quarterback, what did you make of the no call?
I think there's a big difference between this no call and that call with the Rams, and it was at the Saints a couple years ago where it was completely blatant. I mean, this is sort of a bang-bang play. Could there have been a pass interference? Sure. But I like what you're saying. At the end of the football game, let's let the players decide it on the field. I'd rather have a player be a little bit overly aggressive or a DB, a little bit too handsy with the receiver at the end of the game and not throw the flag. So I'm not into the NFL officials deciding the outcome of a game right at the end. And it was a great throw. It was a good route. There was a small push off there, but to me, not a big enough to throw the flag on that play.
Well, you once tied an NFL record with four TD passes in the fourth against the Titans, so you had big quarters for sure. Brady, you know, I watch him throw the football, and it still looks, it's got a lot of zip. It's got his hips, the torque. When you watch him, I went to YouTube last night. I can't tell 44 from 34-year-old Tom. Can you?
Actually, he looks better. If you recall, Nolan Ryan was a great pitcher, and he could throw pretty dang hard in his 40s at the end of his career. And Tom's the same way. You know, when I played, I wasn't given a ton of, you know, throwing technique instruction, whether college or in the pro game. And that has changed over the last, you know, probably 10 years, where more and more guys are getting off-season work with guys who are really good at the mechanics of throwing. And when I throw now, I can throw it better now than I did when I was 34 and still in the league. And I'm 43 years old. So it's been about 9 years. And when I go out and throw at these kids, high school kids, middle school kids, I throw it better now than I did before. Why? Because of the mechanics, because I understand my body better. And Tom's mechanics are so good. I try to teach kids as much as possible to throw like Brady. And if you watch, as you said, the torque, the shoulder turn, the ball in the arm is really just a whip. And the ball is sort of the end of the whip. And he's not really throwing with his arm. He's throwing with his body. And a lot of that is that shoulder turn. And you can tell he's really worked on his mechanics. And it's gotten better and better. And his accuracy is insanely good. He just doesn't miss very often.
Yeah. So, okay, so, you know, we have a bunch of rookie coaches. So let's take the Jets play the Panthers, Robert Saleh. You know Robert Saleh. So I'm a Jets fan. We're a rebuild. We're not very good offensively. If I'm a Jets fan, what am I going to get with Robert Saleh? You know him. What is he going to deliver?
I think he's not going to beat around the bush. I think he's going to be a straight shooting type of head coach. You know, obviously he's a defensive guy. So he's going to do whatever he can to probably play grinded out football. I do love his hire in Mike LaFleur, Matt LaFleur's younger brother. And he's one of the LaFleurs I didn't play with, but I think he's going to be a really good offensive coordinator. Obviously he's young. He brings that, you know, Packers, 49ers, Rams offense to New York. And for me personally, in my 12 years, that offense was the easiest to learn, but also the one that gave me the best possibility to have success. I love that hire. And I think with Zach Wilson, a young quarterback who's, of course, got a ton of talent, but he really fits that mold of a quarterback who can run around and do bootlegs and do the play action. I think it's a perfect fit for that offense. So I think they've got a ways to go. You know, they need more players. They need, you know, obviously to have a great defense, their scheme, but the actual players themselves usually make a great defense. So I think they've got a ways to go, but I think they're going to love, I think New York is going to love Robert Saleh as a head coach. You see the way he wears his emotions on his sleeves. Players love playing for him. And now I really knew him as a defensive quality control. So he was a really young guy, but as an offensive guy, I love talking to Robert Saleh whenever I got the chance.
So listen, there have been a lot of mystery with Kyle Shanahan and Garoppolo and Trey Lance. Listen, it's hard. You played. I talked to a coach about you about a month ago, and he said, you know, Sage was better than anybody gave him credit for, and you and I know each other, and you got into football late and didn't have great high school coaching, and you were just a really good athlete, and you stuck around this league, smart guy, for 12 years. Kyle Shanahan is very good for quarterbacks, but, like, the elephant in the room is Jimmy not going to be around long. Does it? You're 12 years in this league. I watched them in the preseason once, Sage, and he had a bad series. And the next series, he really struggled. And I thought, he's had injuries. They drafted his replacement. Kyle took the ball out of his hands a year ago. Where do you think Garoppolo is mentally in your years in the league when you know you're going to get replaced if you have a bad Sunday potentially?
Well, we have seen this before, and we've seen quarterbacks sort of fail and play poorly in this situation, but we've also seen quarterbacks play great, like raise their level of play to where they've never been there before. I mean, we saw it with Drew Brees when they drafted Phillip Rivers,
yeah,
where Drew really raised his play. I believe they were 4-12 the previous year. Makes sense to draft Rivers. You know, Drew wasn't a big, strong guy with a big arm. They saw that in Phillip, and they saw him as the future. Brees goes out and has – you know, at that point, the best year of his career, makes those decisions really, really hard. You saw it, of course, with Favre and Aaron Rodgers, too. So I am hoping that Jimmy Garoppolo sort of lights a little extra fire, you know, in his stomach, that, you know, he goes out and competes and plays the best football of career, of his career. And if he does do that, even though they drafted his replacement, if he plays the best football of his career and that 49ers team can stay healthy, you got to think they're one of the two or three teams in the NFC that will have a shot you know, at taking out the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's a really good football team. We all know it. You know, last year was sort of a fluke type of year with the crazy injuries. If they can stay healthy and Jimmy can play really good football, that team can be really tough to beat.
You know, it's Aaron Rodgers is smart and he's outspoken, and there's more than one way to be a star quarterback in this league. Brady tends to be a little more apolitical. Russell Wilson's Mr. Optimism. You know, Aaron's going to tell you what he thinks. I do wonder, they have a really tough schedule. October, November, it is just playoff team after playoff team. And I do wonder if you have a little resentment, or if you had a problem with a coach or resentment, can you compartmentalize it? Because I've said with Aaron, I know he'll be good early. I look at the schedule. But I do wonder if they go on a two-game losing streak. I do wonder, you know, can you – resentment's one of those things, Sage. If you have it, it doesn't disappear. Can you see Green Bay and Aaron this year getting a little ugly if they struggle?
It's all about winning and losing. We know that. It's all about winning and losing. If you win football games and you're playing well, if you're 7-1, all the team's problems go away. All the off-the-field issues, all issues between players, all issues between players and coaches – everyone pretty much gets along when you're winning. But if you start losing, as you said, you lose two in a row, you lose three in a row, you're midseason, you're at 500, you're hoping to get maybe a first round bye, that looks like it's out the window. That's when all those rocky relationships usually surface. And so I think Green Bay, by the way, Matt LaFleur, maybe one of the easiest guys to get along with in the National Football League. Oh. Of all the coaches I played for, he's extremely easy to – he's not an alpha male. You know, obviously he's the head coach. He's in charge. But he's not a power play guy. That's just not the way he is. And so, you know, it's been an interesting offseason, a couple off seasons, obviously, in Green Bay. But I see them being a good team. I don't see them going on a 3 or 4 game losing streak. I don't think the NFC North is great. Chicago is going to be okay. You know, of course, and Minnesota's gonna be okay. They're always, you know, with Kirk Cousins, they're always an 8-8, 9-7 football team. And of course, obviously, there's Detroit. So, I do see Green Bay as one of those teams, you know, with San Francisco, with Tampa, that's gonna be right there at the end. And I gotta think that ship will stay headed forward. And probably because of, you know, Matt LaFleur's just consistent type of attitude. And I think I think those two get along really well.
Finally, Tua not named captain. Only quarterback in the league that started significant games and isn't captain. I said yesterday, it's not everything. Feels like something. The players vote on it. Sage, it's something.
You know, I did some research on this and a couple of things. One, the players had to put their name into the box if they even wanted to be a captain for one. So I have no idea if Tua did that. Two, it looks like they gave the captain hat to a lot of veterans on the football team. And to be honest with you, I actually like it. We always talk about quarterbacks. They're prima donnas. They're divas. Everything goes their way. They've been stars since high school. They get treated differently. I like the fact that he's still being treated like a young guy because, well, he is a young guy. He hasn't proven all that much. I know you'd love to have your quarterback to be the leader of the football team, but that football team has a whole bunch of veterans on it, and I sort of like it that a young guy is having to earn his stripes, and he's not just given that C on his chest. That C is really, really important to the 53 guys in the roster, to the coaches. It's an important thing, and I'm sure he's a hard worker. I'm sure guys get along with him. I'm sure he does all the things captains should do, but he's still a young player, and I'd love to have a captain that, you know, has been through all the types of situations, has been to the playoffs, has been to those tight ball games for years and years and years to count on those guys. I think Tua is a very, very good leader. I've only heard good things about him, whether it's in the pros or whether it's at Alabama. I don't think it has anything to do with whether he's likable or not.
Good stuff, Sage. Iowa State's a favorite over Iowa. Bad news, Iowa's going to upset you guys. I feel terrible telling you that. I really do, but it's a good game.
We will see what happens. I tell you what, game day in Ames, the 61,500 gets into Jack Trice Stadium, but there'll be about 120,000 people in the parking lot before the game. So, you know, the state fair was a couple weeks ago. This is sort of the second state fair in our state. I think it's a great sort of celebration of the state of Iowa. It's pretty cool. And, you know, in the Midwest, there's not a lot of schools, not a lot of states that have two big schools. There's Kansas and Kansas State. There's Michigan, Michigan State. But Minnesota, one big school. Wisconsin, one big school. Missouri, one big school. Illinois, one big school. Indiana, you know, a couple of good schools. But we are one of those states that we have, I think, a really good rivalry. Of course, two different conferences, and it should be a heck of a ball game. It's been really – this is the one thing that Matt Campbell hasn't done is beat the University of Iowa. And as an Iowa State fan, go State, I'm hoping this is the year.
Great stuff. Nice Saturday at college football. Good seeing you, Sage.
Yeah, good seeing you, too.
Hey, new grilled portobello mushroom and Swiss sub at Jersey Mike's. Fresh ingredients, add bacon too. Jersey Mike's, be us up above.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joy Taylor with the news.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, we've talked a lot about this Ben Simmons situation with the Sixers.
Oh, what's new?
Charles Barkley and Shaq had some thoughts on the situation. Oh. The big podcast was Shaq, and they think that Simmons has no one to blame but himself for the issues. Charles said, when you give someone $200 million to dribble a stupid basketball, and the only thing you asked him to be is better as a player, and their first response is, I don't want to be here anymore, that disappoints me as a player and disappoints me as a fan. And Shaq followed with, don't be putting pictures on Instagram of your Ferrari or what actresses you're hanging out with when you play for a town like Philadelphia, Boston, LA, Miami, hardworking towns. They don't give a bleep about none of that. They want you to come work hard and play hard.
Well, he has at times appeared indifferent to coaching, which is a hard thing to me. That I can deal with almost anything. I always told you, there's a Jay Cutler thing here with him. There's an indifference thing, and it's like, dude, you're like, we're paying you like as much as anybody in the world. Like, come on.
I think young players, our assumptions and projections on them are generally can be a little unfair because we haven't seen much of them. You know, like a lot of people thought LaMelo Ball was going to come into the league and be a disaster, and he was the opposite of that. When you're someone of Ben Simmons' stature and you're being paid what he's being paid, obviously, for a reason, I do think you have a bit of a responsibility to if you're not living up to that, to be have some awareness about it. The situation with the Sixers has deteriorated because there's just this idea that we just need to keep, like, blundering through and we're just going to keep doing it until we get it right. Like, in some situations, that's fair, right? This is not one of those situations. And the fact that it's deteriorated to the level that it has, I think there's blame on both sides. Like, you knew that this was headed in that direction. You as an organization have to see beyond that. You have to understand that you're going to take a hit initially from the fans saying that this didn't work and what did you get for him and who won the trade and all of that. But in the end, it might benefit not only you, but also Ben in a different situation. Maybe this isn't a good situation for him. I don't like the money part because, like, look, you're paid what you're paid. That's what NBA players make. It sounds like a lot of money because it is a lot of money, but that's what NBA players make. And he is an elite defender. It's just, I don't understand how this is going to play out this year.
It's, like, real simple. I can't pay that much for Ben Simmons. I just, money, game, I can't do it. There's too many good players in the league I can pay for. I can't pay for that. Plus, we're getting about 8-10 new guys a year that can play. I mean, there's the global game now, so the talent's coming in from everywhere.
Yeah.
I look at his money, and I look at his game. I can't do it.
Well, this past season did not help him in that space at all. So the Cowboys fell to the Bucks last night, 31-29, season opener. Great game. But despite losing, Dak Prescott has a message for the Super Bowl champs when he left the field.
Yeah, I think I told everybody we'd see him again. And that's just the confidence that I have in this group and the expectations I have. This is a playoff team that's going to make a big push this year, and we've got to continue to get better, and we'll make a step from tonight. We'll find a way to get better tomorrow. And that's the process. We're going to stick to it, and we've got a good team and good men. And, yeah, I'm excited about this season.
You're not going to get there with those special teams, though. Boy, do they have to clean that up. That was a mess.
It was pretty messy on both sides.
Not just the
night.
Kicks, like the return coverage. Tampa had like three excellent kickoff returns.
They did, but it was messy on both sides last night. The difference is Tampa Bay has Tom Brady and they're Super Bowl champs, and they looked like it at the end of the game, yes. But they Tampa had plenty of turnovers to go around, and I think the biggest takeaway from last night is, one, Dak looks fine.
Yeah, he's fine.
Which is great news for everyone. I was definitely concerned. I wanted to see how he looked. He looked fine.
Micah Parsons is good.
Micah Parsons is good, which he looked like he was going to be good in the preseason, yep. And he was clearly the right choice for them. They needed someone like that on their defense, and so he's good. So there's good takeaways to take if you are
They're going to be productive
the
offensively.
Cowboys. Yes. The interesting part is, and you said this earlier, if you're a great team and you win badly, you're disappointed. If you're a team you have questions about and you lose, but you lose
close,
then you come away feeling a little more confident. And it was a bit of a moral victory for the Cowboys last night. But I don't think that's a bad thing. Like, they were underdogs in that game for a reason. They were actually extreme underdogs. It was up to nine points.
No, I said yesterday on the show, I stayed away from it. But at 9, you had to take the Cowboys.
Yeah. I mean,
you had to take the Cowboys at 9.
It's too many points, yes. So if you're looking at it from that standpoint, that was a good game for Dallas last night, even though it was a loss. I agree. I think the Cowboys are going to win this division. I liked what I saw from them last night. Obviously, it was messy, but it's the first game of the season. It was messy on both sides.
CeeDee Lamb's got a little bit of a drop issue, although he's a tremendously talented player. Chris Godwin stopped fumbling, and CeeDee Lamb stopped dropping passes.
Well, yeah. I mean, Chris Godwin, he did have a helmet in the...
I know. He didn't have a great night. And he, you know, he dropped the touchdown pass.
Yeah.
And
then he, I mean, he made up for it.
Yeah, later.
They won. I'm sure he's hearing about it right now. So Robert Saleh said he was going to have an all-gas, no-breaks mentality when he became the Jets head coach. And linebacker C.J. Mosley acknowledged his new head coach definitely stands behind that.
All gas, no break. No, exactly how you said when he came here. You know, he told us when we come to practice, when we come to work, we want everything to be fast and efficient. And you know, he hasn't demanded anything less from players or coaches or anybody that's in the Jets building. He can definitely get hyper real quick, but he's the person you want to be around. He has that energy that you know that brings people closer. That makes you want to go that extra mile for him, for your teammates, and for your family. So that's definitely what you want to see out of your head coach.
By the way, C.J. Mosley's excellent, but he hasn't played much since they paid him 2 years ago. He's had injuries. When C.J. Mosley is healthy, he is an unbelievable linebacker. He is a huge talent. He'll be a huge part because they got major injuries up front. CJ Mosley, probably the key to their defense this year if he can stay healthy.
You know, I don't know what to expect from Robert Saleh, but I've only ever heard great things about him. He only ever gets good reviews from anyone that has anything to say about him. He feels like he has the potential to be a Brian Flores type.
Yeah.
Obviously a little more expressive than Coach Flores can be. But listen, he has a lot to overcome in that situation. I think, you know, they are in a good situation in that they have their rookie quarterback and their rookie coach at the same time, which I like when teams do that. Start over, really start over and build. And they're opening the season against the Panthers, and the Panthers are favored by 4.5. So
there you go.
Sam Darnold and the Jets.
Yep, joy in the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line
News. All right, predictions, here they come with Jason McIntyre. Tomorrow's headlines today.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Casper.com, their Labor Day sale, 15% off mattresses and pillows. Jason McIntyre is here. Love when we do this on Fridays. You're a former newspaper guy. You predict the games, and you have a very good NFL track record.
And last weekend, don't forget college football.
We were great up here,
3-1. Yes, sir.
All right. Tomorrow's headlines today. What's the headline for Jets at the Panthers?
Yeah, we're very excited. Zach Wilson against Sam Darnold, your guy. The headline will be, looky, looky, that guy's a rookie. I like the Mormon Mahomes. We've been hyping him on the show for a while. Now, listen, Colin, you follow the gambling a lot. We've been doing this. I know you're laughing, but if you look at what happens on Thursday, they open the limit so you can bet more. The line starts to plummet. Carolina was 5. It's down to 3.5. A lot of influential money coming in on my Jets. And listen, I took the over here. There's going to be a lot of points. We know the Jets defense, starting 2 or 3 rookies, they'll be suspect.
But they've had injuries.
Carolina's not great defensively either. This, to me, feels like 30-27. I'm just telling you, Zach Wilson, if you watch what he did at BYU with the play action, he was utterly dominant. And what does LaFleur run? Heavy play action from the Shanahan system. Colin, they're going to have success. People are going to be surprised. This is a different Jets team. Don't look at Adam Gase and last year. This is a new regime. I know Joy's excited as the Dolphins fan. I'm telling you, the Jets are coming, folks. They will win this game against Carolina. Book it, Colin.
Tomorrow's headlines today. Headline for Steelers at the Bills.
Yeah, so it's interesting. The line's kind of inflated here for Buffalo. A big number, 6.5. The headline will be Big Ben delivers big upset.
Agreed.
Your guy, Ben Roethlisberger. This is another situation with a new offensive coordinator in Pittsburgh. I know they were awful last year to end the season, but I think we both agree that's not totally who they are. They're not the 11-0 team that they started last year, but they're not the dumpster fire that got destroyed by Cleveland at home. And everybody's gassing up Josh Allen and Buffalo. And just look at the trenches, folks. There's some questions for Buffalo. I know Pittsburgh has 4 new offensive linemen. This will be close. I took the 6.5 points. I think you're with me in Pittsburgh. But I think they pull the upset outright, similar to what we saw last night with Dallas and Tampa.
Tomorrow's headlines today. Here's a good one. Cleveland, the Chiefs. What's the headline?
Oh, boy. The Browns, 0-15-1 in their last 16 season openers. The headline will be Baker's Brownies get burned. Sorry, Baker Mayfield. Listen, we both like the Browns this year, right?
Yeah, I haven't won in the division.
This is just a tough spot. I'm sure you've trumpeted the Andy Reid numbers, right? 16-0 in the month of September the last 4 years, okay? Patrick Mahomes, Colin. 32 touchdowns, zero picks in September. They come out of the gate on fire. I like Kansas City to win. I have a feeling this could be close, Colin. This will be close.
Well,
Cleveland's got 7 or 8 new defenders in the rotation.
That's my big concern. Cleveland's going to be fine in 6 weeks. I think this is the worst opening assignment for a team with 7 new starters
defensively.
And they
opened against the Ravens last year. They got their doors blown off. I bet the Browns in that one didn't work out. But I think Cleveland could keep it close. But I'm not betting. Don't step in front of the Andy Reid train in week one. Just be careful.
I think that's fair. Tomorrow's headlines today. Packers at the Saints. I stayed away from this one.
Yeah, I keep hearing you talk about the Saints and your love for Jameis Winston and Sean Payton. The headline will be Packers win, not in jeopardy. Da-na-na. You like the Jeopardy?
Yeah,
obviously, you like
clever,
that. See what
man.
We did there? I don't see what everybody's seeing in the Saints, Colin. What is it? Is it the 5 new starters on defense? Is it none of your receivers and your tight end gone?
Yeah, that's an issue. Like, they have this. If their only way to win is low scoring, they have no firepower on the perimeter.
Yeah, Colin, both their defensive tackles, I believe, are out for this one, and it's just everything I look at for the Saints is people just keep saying, oh, yeah, they were top 10 in offense, defense, special teams last year. Have you looked, guys, at what historically happens when a Hall of Fame quarterback leaves? Go look at the numbers. Every team drops off 4 or 5 wins the following year. And I know Drew Brees was not amazing last year, but when was the last time Jameis Winston was good? Just tell me. Because it wasn't 2 years ago when he had like 6 pick sixes. It was awful in Tampa. So I'm not a believer. I think the Packers run away with this, but a lot of people who are smart seem to like the Saints, Colin. I don't know what they see.
I have them finishing 3rd, the Saints, in their division. Tomorrow's headlines today. I stayed away from this one, too. I can't wait. Yes. Dolphins at the Patriots.
I mean, listen, I don't want to say I put my kids' college tuition on one of these teams, but I might have. My wife is not watching right now. The headline will be Tua era almost finished. You know, just before I came on, you guys were talking about Tua not being named a captain. I don't see how that can't be just a lack of confidence in him. I mean, all they do in the front office is, can we get Deshaun Watson? You know, should we pull Tua, put in Ryan Fitzpatrick? Like, they have not really given him
the messaging
confidence.
Has not been
it's
confident
been
in Tua.
Reminder, this is Flores' 3rd offensive coordinator in 3 years. I don't see it. We're talking about Bill Belichick, okay, folks? Bill Belichick, season openers, he's utterly dominant. I just feel like in the trenches on both sides, New England is better. You're at home, Tua on the road. I think it's going to be a packed house, right, in New England?
Oh, yeah.
Season opener. Tua, Will Fuller suspended. I don't see any discernible advantage. Joy, I'm sure, is cringing to jump in and crush me. I don't see it. I feel like the New England Patriots roll here. And just when Mac Jones is good, he'd probably be 20 for 24, 250 in a score. When he's good and Tua does not look good, we're going to be hearing some things, Colin. It's going to get ugly.
Let's do one college one.
Okay.
Tomorrow's headlines today, Oregon Ducks at the Buckeyes of Ohio State.
Yeah.
You were very good on college games last week.
I mean, listen, this one is a tough one because it's a huge spread. Ohio State double digits. The headline will be Buckeyes go duck hunting. I know this is a marquee game, and I'm supposed to say nice things about Oregon. Colin, Ohio State is a juggernaut, okay? They did not even play well last week, and they still had 45 points.
Winning at Minnesota against that staff,
it's not easy.
That's a nice win.
Yeah, and let's remember, they had 4 plays from scrimmage, 50 yards or more. Teams barely get that in a season, and now they go home. And listen, the last time Ohio State lost to a ranked team at home, I believe, was Baker Mayfield a few years ago. Remember, he planted the flag? Listen, this kid, Anthony Brown, he's not Baker Mayfield. Oregon just does not have the horses. I think Ohio State gets 40 to 45 points. I took the over here. They're going to put it on Oregon here. I like the Ducks this year. I know I work with Jeff Schwartz.
They have not been, under Mario Cristobal, a good road team.
Ohio State's a top 3 team in the country. We agree on that.
Well, I think they'll play in the national title.
They got the best receivers in the land. I don't know how Oregon hangs with them. Defense is beat up. Ohio State, big.
By the way, Navien, 15-year warranty, tanklessmadesimple.com, tanklessmadesimple.com, instant hot water. One more read. Discover matches all the cash back you get in your credit card into your first year automatically. No limit. Go to discover.com/yes. Get used to hearing yes with a Discover card. All right, McIntyre. Joy Taylor debuts tomorrow. Fox Sports Radio. What time?
2 to 4 p.m. Eastern.
2 to 4 Eastern. And listen to her wisdom. And McIntyre just delivered his wisdom. You make me want to bet on New England now.
It's a big play. I mean, if you can get 2.5. Load up. I mean, I know you got multiple houses and private jets and stuff, so put one of those private aircrafts on.
We'll see you Monday.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. Hey, Jeff.
Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.